You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported 65 new local coronavirus cases, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian confirming the state was seeing a stabilisation in the number of cases. 5 million New South Wales residents will endure at least another fortnight of lockdown after a run of high daily coronavirus numbers forced the state government on Wednesday to extend stay-at-home measures at least until July the 30th. Case numbers continue to rise in the areas of Fairfield, Liverpool and Canterbury-Bankstown in the city's southwest, with cases also emerging in other parts of the city, including Emu Plains in Sydney's west. Ms Berejiklian says it's a welcome drop from yesterday's numbers, but says higher numbers were likely to be seen on Friday, given the number of positive cases who were infectious while active in the community.
Based on the fact that we had 28 people infectious in the community in the last 24 hours, I am predicting we will have higher case numbers tomorrow. Now, I want to send the following strong message to the community. Whilst the case numbers are bouncing around, we are seeing a stabilisation. They are not growing exponentially. That tells us that the settings we have in place are having an impact. So my strongest message to everybody is keep doing what you are doing.
And Melbourne has announced a snap lockdown from midnight until July the 20th in an effort to contain the state's growing outbreak of the Delta variant. It comes after the state recorded a further two locally acquired cases of COVID-19 following today's earlier update, bringing the total number of infections to 18. Victorians will only be allowed to leave home for essential work or education that can't be done at home, to buy essential goods, give or receive care, exercise for up to 2 hours a day, no more than 5 kilometres from home, or to get vaccinated. Premier Daniel Andrews made the announcement after two Victorians contracted coronavirus from a stranger at an AFL match on the weekend.
You only get one chance to go hard and go fast. If you wait, if you hesitate, if you doubt, then you'll always be looking back wishing you had done more earlier. I am not prepared to avoid a 5-day lockdown now only to find ourselves in a 5-week or a 5-month lockdown. That's why we're making this very difficult decision, and it's why I know Victorians will, despite the pain and the difficulty of this, know and understand that there is no option.
And the Queensland government is racing to avoid Brisbane's fourth lockdown this year after three locally acquired cases of COVID-19 were recorded in the city. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the three cases include a 12-year-old boy who flew into the state from Sydney on July the 9th and his father. A fully vaccinated Brisbane airport worker has also tested positive, which is a major concern for authorities. Ms Palaszczuk says a face mask mandate due to end on Friday for 11 local government areas will be extended for another 7 days to contain cases in the 11 LGAs affected.
That is to avoid a lockdown. We just want to make sure we get on top of those cases, and we want to make sure that we keep everybody safe. So another week of wearing masks, but it's the right thing to do.
And Scott Morrison will propose a more streamlined set of financial supports for states and territories affected by COVID-19 lockdowns when National Cabinet meets on Friday. Australians in lockdowns will receive the same federal help no matter where they live under a plan to be presented to National Cabinet. Under Mr Morrison's proposal, support payments of either $375 or $600 a week, depending on work hours lost, would start from the second week of a lockdown but be paid in arrears, and the liquid assets test would be immediately waived. It would also include the national implementation of the business supports already announced for New South Wales. Mr Morrison also hopes that by the end of the year, everyone who wants to get vaccinated will be able to.
That we need to provide everyone who wants a vaccination in Australia with that opportunity. And we're on track for that by the end of the year. And that puts us, despite the challenges we had earlier in the program, particularly around the medical advice that was given around AstraZeneca, that puts us around about 2 months and behind where we hope to have been. We've been catching up ground on that.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.